Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heatheret, hallowed be thy name. Thy stylist come, thine hair will be done, on earth as it is in Vidal Sassoon's. Give us this day our daily spread, and forgive us our dressed like asses, as we forgive those who dressed like ass against us. Lead us not into emulation, but deliver us from cavalli. For thine is the fit, fabric, and fashion forever. Gay men.
Gay men.
Hi, this is La Fashion Cast. I'm Stacey.
And I'm Brie.
That was very professional. Okay,
oh my
so...
God, the noises.
The noises!
Well, I've lost my mojo, so... I'm just going to segue in like this. We attempted to ask questions on the forum, but that didn't really go so well.
No, and then for 3 days it went really well, and then it didn't.
And then it just didn't go.
It just didn't go anywhere.
And the first official question was, what is a fashion issue?
Yeah.
Don't kill me. From MC.
Yeah, we love it.
Good question, MC. What is a fashion issue, Stacey?
Well, this is stolen from a good friend of mine named Brie.
That would be me.
And some fashion issues would be socks and sandals, plaid, not madras, tapered jeans, aka the mom jean. I agree wholeheartedly. Huge issue. Crocs, nast. Stirrup pants, excessive amounts of tie-dye, which I would amend to all tie-dye ever in existence. Wallets on chains, and a lot of other things that weren't there. And one of the responses we got to this was particularly disturbing, which I believe, Daffodil agreed with us, and she does fashion-y things. So, I think we're right. Anywho, but Ellis responded to the baseball caps, and was like, baseball caps in general? And socks and sandals aren't always bad, and do you want to take this one?
Sure, why not? I did on the forum.
Yeah.
As
did I. I responded with, holy fuck.
But I'm going to switch it up.
Okay. Oh.
Socks and sandals are never okay. Nope. And when I say never, I mean nunca. Never. Never. Like, if you're thinking about it at the same time, that's possibly good enough reason to arrest you.
You under arrest, sugar.
That's not okay. If you spot your Tevas in the closet, and you see
and you're wearing socks.
Tube socks on the floor, and you're thinking, maybe I'll put the tube socks on, and then the Tevas. That's a really bad idea. And I'm trying to relate to some of you, because I know that some of you bitches still own Tevas. Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about
I know you do.
Oh, they own the Tevas.
Oh, I know they own Tevas.
Oh, they do.
And if you're thinking, maybe I'll wear the low-cut socks with some Birkenstocks and it'll look okay.
No.
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 No. It's still wrong.
Never. Not once has that ever been sexy.
No. And if you're thinking about wearing flip-flops and socks, then there's really just no hope for you.
Oh my gosh.
No hope whatsoever.
I cannot express the sadness in my soul.
And this is us not being judgmental. I mean, we're just trying to help.
Not judging. Really us not being judgmental, because I'm pretty sure.
Not judging.
No, I'm not judging at all.
No, okay. Baseball caps. I mean, that's a personal style issue.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it is nevertheless an issue.
I mean, okay. Wilson commented.
Yep.
That she owns about 100, give or take
million,
a
million. Thousand.
And.
Oh, why are we psychic? Okay, continue.
Well,
we said 1,000 at the same time, and it was weird.
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll never make that voice again. Pretty much.
I don't know. When it comes to baseball caps, I feel like it's a personal style issue. Like, if you like to wear them, that's your own thing. I'm not really a fan of wearing the baseball cap for a number of reasons. I mean, it does atrocious things to your hair. Number two, it perpetuates a stereotype.
But really? I didn't know there was a stereotype.
If you're playing a nice game of softball,
I'm kind of naive.
No reason you shouldn't wear it.
Yeah. Actually, I don't wear. I would rather wear sunglasses than a baseball cap during baseball. Yeah, no, actually, I haven't worn actual baseball cap during a game of baseball in probably years.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
But it's okay.
Because it's a sporting forum. You know, if you're going to be outdoors, you know, being active, and you need the shade, then do it.
I've never thought about wearing sunglasses instead. That is a really good idea. Never occurred to me. Ever.
Okay, my fellow podcaster is actually one of the most intelligent people I know. However, there are some days.
I make you wonder. I know.
Hey, it's okay. I make you wonder pretty much constantly. So it's all right. It's okay. We even out. It's fine.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So baseball caps, we're just going to leave alone for right now because, I mean, that's your thing. The only request I have to make, if you're going to wear a baseball cap...
don't wear one of the giant ones with the really flat brim and then off to the side a little bit.
Yeah, the trucker cap is pretty much done. And, you know, and I don't... quit with the stupid sayings on caps. Like, grab a booty and pinch. Like, no, man. Like, seriously.
Oh, no.
Like, it's bad enough that they put that stuff on shirts. Like, we'll talk about that next time. Message tease. But seriously, like, the message caps are even worse because it's not like you left the house and was like, oh my god, I need to put on a t-shirt. What am I going to wear? This is the only thing that's clean. It was like, wow, I feel like wearing a baseball cap. This one looks good.
That says some stupid shit.
It's like, no one thinks you're funny when you have a shirt or a hat that says grab a booty and pinch. They just think you're highly uneducated.
That is sort of, it's like, it's the haberdashery version of, haberdasher. It's, a hat maker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And haberdashery would be hat making.
I was thinking of something else. I don't know.
Foolery, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, you can find all of these terms in either Vogue or Mark Twain's books. We're not sure which. So, anyway. Oh my god. Don't, oh my god, I mean, you do that all the time. And I was about to say something relatively funny, maybe important, maybe not. So, if you could just shut the fuck up for a second, let me say my piece, and we'll be okay.
I just pictured you saying that, and it made me giggle.
It was interesting, believe me.
You're so tiny, but you have a very large voice, anyway.
Yes.
And the ugliest things come out of that mouth.
That's true. God, it's an ass bandit.
Oh, my. I couldn't possibly.
You remember when I said that.
Oh, that was awkward. When you said that, I wanted to cry a little bit.
I can't believe it. Like, I've heard some pretty blaspheming things, especially from Casey, but that, I think, I'm not going to say that beats Jesus fucked me in my neck hole.
That night, God spoke to me in a dream, and he told me never to talk to you again. Okay, back to questions. Back to questions.
This is going to require some editing. That's okay.
What about a backwards newsy cap? Love ponies.
That's not funny, for one thing. I just about had a heart attack, because I was like, I don't talk to you normally, so I couldn't be like, MC.
Well... I don't know. How do you feel about a backward newsy cap?
I feel like it...
You take this one.
I feel like it was done well on the one glorious season that my so-called life was on, and it should stay there. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's how I fucking feel about fucking backwards Newsies caps.
Yeah. Okay, we have a good question here. It's actually a really good question. from Tin. Mm-hmm. Tin Soldiers. Mm-hmm. What's your take on camo? Pants or shirts? Why do you do that?
It was going to be funny, but not anymore. Continue.
You always try to make a bad joke in the middle of a real thing.
I'm sorry.
So what's your take on camo? Pants or shirts?
No. No. I'm a big fucking no to camo, period.
Okay. Pause on that just for a second. Let's keep an open mind here. Now, okay, if you're talking... Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Just give me... I'm gonna try and play devil's advocate here and help out the camo sitch. Straight up camo, I vote no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up army camo, like, I just got home from the war. I vote should stay in the war.
Yeah. Yeah. Should stay on the battlefield.
When it comes to camo shirts, I'd probably always vote no. Probably. I mean, I'd
especially
have to see
those
something
fucking
that...
ones that say, you can't see me. That's not fucking funny.
I'm hiding. Okay, remember, message cheese next time.
Yep, okay.
Message cheese or next time.
Note to self / editing brief.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So shirts, I think I'd probably always say no. I'd really have to see something that blew me away. But pants, I feel like pants might be a different sitch. Because
different ball of wax.
Well, pants / shorts.
Yeah.
Because I have seen some camo shorts that are like the destroyed camo where they're really faint and like they're not really harsh. They're not harsh camo.
If you gotta
and they
do
look
camo.
They do look okay sometimes. And I'll tell you who they look okay on.
Mandy Moore's boob? Well, Mandy Moore, I'm sorry. Mandy Musgrave. Oh, why?
Well, Mandy Moore looks nice too.
Mandy Moore would look nice.
She's very cute. I love Mandy Moore.
Are we still talking about Mandy Moore? Are we talking about Mandy Musgrave? Because I meant Mandy Musgrave.
She had a camo swimsuit on in that photo.
I know, and it was amazing. I was like, that is the only camo I'm ever going to want to have on my bedroom floor and not own.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I was thinking it.
Yes!
I was like, that's the only time camo would be in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh my god, we really are psychic. Okay,
I know. Okay, creepy. But I feel like camo only looks good on people that don't look like they would ever wear camo.
Oh, that is so true.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're a redneck from Missouri, and people know what I mean when I say look like a redneck. Like, missing teeth. Dirty hair. Plaid.
How do you look like you wouldn't wear camo?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Just if I could interject for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Don't even ask how or why this would ever come up, but I've seen it happen. It's not good. No camo miniskirts under any circumstance.
Mm.
Okay, go.
I agree with you 99%.
Where's the other one?
The 1% is in a bar I was once in. Because that shirt looked good.
It probably had more to do with what was in the miniskirt.
Probably. But, you know, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Anyway. When I say that camo looks good on people who don't look like they would normally wear camo, I mean, like, if you're a cute lady, and you don't really look like you'd be going off to war anytime soon, you probably look good in camo. Because I don't know why. Like, maybe it's like, ooh, rebellious. Like,
but the faded, like, fatigue camo.
We're going to cut this out, by the way.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
I was just going to say, we've spent, like, actually 20 minutes on camo. Camo does not warrant this kind of time.
No, it doesn't.
In my world. I do not speak the language of camo. I do not hear camo. I do not speak camo. I do not see camo.
Basically, if you look like a redneck, stay away from camo. if you want people to not think you're a redneck anymore.
Pretty much.
That's really about it. Next question is from Carson's Tia. What about beanie caps in winter? Once again, I feel like beanie caps in the winter only look good on girls who don't look they would like they would normally wear a beanie cap.
AKA toques for the Canadians. Because it took me a while to figure that out. I was like, beanie caps? What the fuck is she talking about? The hats with the spinny thing? Really?
Oh, Stacey.
We have a real name for them here that doesn't have the word beanie in it.
What is the word for it in Canada again?
Toques. Toque.
That sounds a little too much like a racial slur. I'm sorry.
But it's spelled all Frenchy, so it's fine.
Is it like T-O-Q-U-E-S?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I figured. I don't know. Beanie caps in winter.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that, as long as
I am too. I wear them.
Yeah, well, I would, except I cut my hair.
I make sure my hair is long when I wear them.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
So that people can...
A little bit difficult to shove a ponytail underneath. One of those slash...
That just looks
probably
weird.
Probably wouldn't want to. Yeah. This is what I'm thinking. Or you can do, like, the cute, like, pigtails.
Oh. I couldn't possibly ever wear pigtails. Oh. Yeah.
I've never actually been able to do or have done pigtails. I can't. There's always, like, straggly little piece of hair, and I'm like, oh my god, this is stressing me out, so I just do something else with it. Story of my life.
And then you found $10.
And then I found $10.
Not five, ten.
Oh, ten. Yeah, we had to jack up the amount there. Because that was pretty much a dead-end story.
Yeah.
That's a dead-end sentence. Okay.
Dying.
Pretty much.
She also says, also if one is wearing flip-flops or sandals or anything that might show toe, is it better to paint your toenails, pedicure, or do it yourself? Or does it matter as long as you have neatly trimmed toenails?
Yeah, you know what? Neatly trimmed toenails are fine. I don't see, like, it's not like, oh my god, you have to wear nail polish, otherwise you're dead to us.
Oh yeah, totally. You know? I
rarely wear nail polish, and I don't think I've put toe polish on for, like, years.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of toe polish. Like, honestly, I don't know. It just seems odd to me sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of weird, like, if it doesn't really work with what you're wearing.
Yeah, and I feel like if you don't have, like, gremlin or hobbit feet, it's not a big deal.
No.
Like, their feet, everybody's got them, they all pretty much generally look the same, and as long as your nails looked fine and you don't have, like, all sorts of crazy hair and hangnails coming out, then you'll make it through the day.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Just give them a trim. Maybe if you're feeling a little bit intense, buff them. Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe a clear coat of polish.
Clear coat
if you
of polish.
Really want to.
I'm a big fan of the clear coat.
Clear coat looks actually good.
Yeah, you know what I want to get is that, like almost like mother of pearl finish, like kind of.
Yeah, that looks. That does look good.
I love those. It's sort of sheer.
Yeah.
At the same time, looks really good. I'm actually gonna be.
But
doing
stay
that.
Away from stay away from iridescent.
Iridescent.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what does that mean again?
It's like okay, it's like white, but if you turn it to a different side, it like turns like pink.
Oh.
And like
no.
Move it another way, it turns purple.
Oh no.
Iridescent is a bad deal in anything.
Pretty much. So we got this question courtesy Elka. Of Casey and Elka of the Planet Cast of the Planet Cast forum on which you should all sign up. And she wants to know about white belts and white sunglasses. What say you, Briefies? That was completely unnecessary. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it kind of was.
But it's okay, the like the Yoda thing. Sexy. I'm sorry, just go ahead.
I vote yes on the white sunglasses, no on white belts.
I concur.
I personally, I own more than one pair of white sunglasses, and I think I look fabulous in them.
You do, you do.
I think I look really good.
Absolutely. I'll vouch for that.
And I think that pretty much anyone can pull off white sunglasses if you match it with the right stuff. But
you have to be making a statement with the outfit as well. You have to be bold.
Right. But I don't think that white belts really work in any situation.
No. You know what? It doesn't, like, written down on paper, it seems pretty innocuous. Like, when you just kind of think about it, like, oh, white belt, okay, whatever. But then, when you start really getting into it, really analyzing the core of the issue, you realize that white belts don't go with anything. Actually just don't work. Nobody should be doing white belts past the year 2000, which has been passed for 7 years. So, correct. In other words, don't do white belts. I'm not even sure if they would work then.
I was at the bar the other night, and I saw someone wearing a black polo and jeans, which looked good. The black polo and jeans was working for them.
Except that she was ripping on your outfit.
But she was wearing a white belt. You don't wear a white belt with a black polo and jeans.
No, it's just wrong.
She was making prep dyke work for her so hard. I mean, it looked good, but, I mean, the white belt just killed the whole outfit. Yeah. It didn't work at all.
It often does. It always does, because there's no way you can wear a white belt with anything to any event other than karate in which you are participating.
Correct.
That it'll work.
It works on a karate uniform, and that's about it.
And, yeah.
Taekwondo, whatever you play.
Whatever you play.
Kick, punch, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of violence you participate in. Mm-hmm. Or self-defense.
Even the Green Berets don't wear white belts, though.
Speaking of the bar, Stacey, did I tell you what happened to me the other night at the bar?
No. Is this something we should go into now?
I think so.
Okay. All right, go for it. P.S. I was giggling during that story because you texted me, and now, like, I started it with the stirrup pants. Where it was like, it's like the bat signal for bad clothing.
The text
me and
message.
Bria just like, oh my god, this was horrific. Let's talk about it.
When we see a fashion crime, we have to alert our whole team.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fashion team unite.
I wanna hold up, like, I wanna put my fist in the air and then have like that ring and then a beam of light out from it. Like,
no, you know what our bat signal Captain is?
Oh, wait.
Hanger.
But not wire.
No wire hangers! No wire hangers ever!
So I'm sorry, the bar.
So
back to your story.
So the other night, before I saw the white belt incident, actually, it was just like the night before. I was at the bar.
Because you're popular and you go out all the time. Fuck
I do go out, like, every night. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I am in the process of quitting smoking. And
how's that working out for you, Brie?
Not well.
How's that going?
It's not going that well. So, okay. I didn't have any cigarettes, so there's a liquor store right next to the bar. Imagine that. So I went to the liquor store to buy a pack of cigarettes, and I dropped some of my change. I dropped a dime. One dime, 10 cents. And like a good girl, I bent at the knees to pick up my change. You don't bend over at the waist and have your ass in the air to show everybody. There's a fashion tip for you.
Oh, no, I believe that we'll file that one under etiquette, but fashion etiquette,
yeah,
sometimes
too.
Closely linked.
Well, you know, not
sometimes.
Everybody wants to see your underwear or your butt crack. Crack kills.
Oh, really?
Crack does kill. So, I bent at the knee to pick up my change, and my belt wasn't tight enough, so my pants were kind of falling a little bit, so the crotch was kind of in the wrong spot, and as I bent and plied to pick up my change... My pants went and ripped in the middle.
I think you texted me about that as well. Or text messaged. Breakup.
I was just thinking that! Oh my god! Attached at the cerebellum, you and I.
That sounds like a hymn. For some reason, I don't know.
I didn't know what to do. Like, I hadn't even made it to the bar yet, and my pants were ripped. I couldn't just go home because I was with people, and my home was, like, a 15-minute drive from the bar, so, like, I was like, okay, maybe I can pull this off. I didn't tell any of my friends either, actually. I just went in, and I kind of just kept my legs real close together and just kind of, like, shimmied through the crowd, and I was like, we have to sit down, so we found a table in the back, and after we'd been there for about 20 minutes and the band was playing, I leaned over to Matt and I said, just so you know, I ripped my pants, so we're not getting up for the rest of the night. And when we leave, you're going to have to cover me hardcore.
Aww.
So
what best friends are for.
We sat there all night listening to the band that I really wanted to see. Dave Matthews cover band. Love them.
Oh, what's their name? Just plug them.
Trippin' Billies. They're great. They're on MySpace. Yeah, you can find them there. Yeah, we only stayed for about an hour because I was kind of distraught about the pants situation, and I'm pretty sure some girls saw it and laughed at me.
Oh, okay. I really doubt that.
Well,
is it like a big rip?
It was like on the inside of my right thigh, and it was horizontal.
Okay. And how long was it?
It wasn't like on my butt. Like, yeah. It was in the thigh because of the positioning of the.
Of the crouching to get the dime?
It was in a bad spot. Wrong spot, wrong time. At that exact moment, I knew I was super cheap.
Oh, God.
Total cheapskate. I ripped my pants for 10 cents. Luckily, I can sew. So they will be fixed soon. But
that's good.
And I also own multiple pairs of that pair of jeans, so we're okay.
Okay, we're good.
And the worst part was I was going to wear a skirt originally. Stacey, it was on Friday the 13th, actually. Now that I think about it.
No.
I hate Friday the 13th so bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Worst Friday the 13th ever.
I wonder if my ex-girlfriend broke up with me.
You almost said girlfriend.
I
heard it.
I know you did.
You were like, I wonder if my ex-girlfriend.
My.
I heard the g starting.
Ooh.
And it turned into an X.
My ex-girlfriend.
My ex-girlfriend.
There's always that part where you kind of feel like you're going to throw up a little bit.
I know. Your heart kind of sinks into your stomach and you get kind of sick.
And kind of want to listen to Amy Winehouse all night. Yeah.
Oh, no. I usually want to listen to my playlist that is titled Heart Wrench.
You emo son of a bitch.
I don't care. Let's see. How many songs are on this sucker?
Oh, can we? All right. Let's give the listeners
there's not
some
too
good
many.
Heartbreak music. I say we indulge ourselves just a little bit. Okay.
This totally has to do with
my
fashion.
First track. Well, you know what? We'll go quick. My first track is The Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice.
Oh, I have Damien Rice on mine, but I have Cannonball.
Oh, good call. What's your first one?
It's actually just kind of mixed up, but You Had Time by Ani DiFranco is on there.
I don't know that one. And every dyke out there is going to shoot me in the face.
It will.
Because I know
one
Ani
so
DiFranco
hard.
Song. I know. This is probably why women don't seem to want to date me. Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Only logical.
Suspended, Matt Nathanson.
I don't know.
Oh, God. It's such
Stop
a good song.
With the people that I don't know. Gosh. Okay, Don't Laugh. Heart. I'm sorry. No. Wrong title. Time After Time. Cyndi Lauper.
This is not a heart wrench mix for you.
No, but it is.
All of these songs on my list kind of make you want to kill yourself.
The songs on my list,
and I don't
ones...
condone that, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't condone suicide. Please don't kill yourself over a girl.
Suicide's bad.
And not fashionable.
No, it's
You
so
won't look good in your
fashionable.
Coffin. Don't do it.
No, God. Nobody looks good dead.
You're such a gay man.
I know. Oh, God. Okay. Then I have Heartless Romantic by the Dears. Yeah, Heartless Romantic by the Dears is so good. Because it's just got that, like, it's not, like, super, like, slow tempo and stuff, but it's really kind of got that, like, depressed, like, indie hipster thing. It's as depressed indie hipster as it can get outside of Connor Oberst.
Don't hate on Bright Eyes.
I'm not hating on Bright Eyes, but, I mean, you gotta admit that Digital Ash in a Digital Urn will absolutely rip your heart from your chest, throw it on the pavement, and stomp on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, that's 100% true.
I know. And anybody out there who knows of Bright Eyes knows that is exactly fucking true. Even his songs that kind of sound happy really aren't. Like, no. That song where he's like, first with your hand, and then with your mouth, do-do-do-do-do. A beat?
No.
Because he's basically like, I am going to unceremoniously dump all these women so they don't break my heart like the first girl. It's like, oh. Wow.
You know what song will absolutely, if you've just been through a breakup, will absolutely turn your heart into a puddle of mush. Crap. is Bitter.
So it's like alchemy.
It's
kinda.
The song is Bitter, and I know I'm gonna butcher her name because I can't say it, but Michelle Nadicello?
Oh, Nadicello. Yeah.
Nadicello?
Yeah, Nadicello.
Yeah.
Or Indigicello. Michelle Indigicello. Oh god, that's a beautiful
the bald
name.
Black girl.
Oh, she's gay.
I know she's gay.
Anyway, as you were saying about that song.
No, it's just, it will obliterate your heart. Especially if you've just been through a breakup.
Oh.
So if you want to feel really bad, listen to it. Because you know how you kind of like feeling really bad after a breakup?
Yeah, you know what? It's, I think, what
like, self-torture just feels good for some reason.
It's not, I don't think it's quite that. I think it's sort of like an emotional aid, you know, it pulls it out of
it's
me.
It's like, somebody go through this with me, please.
I
and
know.
And then you listen like, to the song, and it's like, therapy for the soul.
Yeah, it's sort of like, in places, you know, where you're maybe not willing to go on your own emotionally, like, a particular song will take you
or
there.
Or you aren't clever enough to come up with on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
Somebody say it for me.
I don't know how to grieve, so I'm gonna let Vice do it for me. Nah.
I'm speechless.
Anyway, The Park by Feist, and also Intuition.
By Jewel?
Will probably break your heart.
I'm just kidding.
I
just
no.
threw up in my mouth a little. Fluff.
I just threw up all over my fucking keyboard. I'll be okay. This is welcome to the Music Cast with Princesy.
I know this is just the something. Okay, well, let's stop wallowing and get back to actual questions. So, Stacey, why don't you take the next one?
This is from Ally Mac on the Planetcast forum, because the people from the Planetcast forum are the only people we've been able to goad into actually asking us questions. And she is, like, basically asking if it's kosher for a girl to wear boys' jeans. And I personally don't stray into this area of androgyny. But I think what's important is the fit. And the fact that you're not wearing carpenter jeans.
Well, I'll kind of take the lead on this one because I
wear
guys' jeans a lot. In fact,
you know what
I pretty
about.
Much exclusively wear guys' jeans, to be honest. I only wear a fitted boot cut, though. I won't wear loose fit. I don't wear carpenter jeans. Oh, I can't even say it without getting, like,
barfy, nauseous?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't even say it. I'm sorry, there's no need to have a loop on your pants unless you're actually carrying a hammer. Unless you're Candace from the L Word, you don't need carpenter jeans. Oh.
I heard you puke as you were
I thought I could get
you're
through
like,
it.
Carpenter.
I thought I could get through it, but I couldn't.
No, you can't. It's okay. I'll
yeah, for me, guys' jeans work better because I am really tall. Like,
yeah,
there are
tall.
6 feet of me vertically, Stacy. There are 6 feet of
okay.
me vertically.
I know two women intimately who are 6 feet tall, and they don't seem that tall.
My inseam is 34 inches. I can kind of pull off a 32 if I have to. It doesn't look too bad, but so, like, it depends. Every pair of jeans is pretty much different. That's another thing. Always try on jeans, because every pair of jeans is really cut different. But we'll have, like, a denim edition, and we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will.
For me, yeah, seriously, fitted boot cut is the only way to go. I don't recommend wearing, like, some Levi 501s or anything like that. Mm. Like, baggy is just not the way to go. Yeah.
If you're not comfortable with an incredibly, like, tight fit, so say maybe you're, you know, kind of on the butchier end of things, and you're not keen on, like, wearing, you know, hip-hugger flares, which actually nobody should be at this point in time, but that's okay. Then, like, a sort of a relaxed fit straight leg will...
Well, even the fitted straight.
Perfectly.
The fitted straight in the men's
yeah.
cut, I have a couple pairs, and they...
Oh, yeah?
I do have, like, one or two fitted straight legs. Naturally, they're from American Eagle. Plug. I'm sorry, but all, like, the jeans, I buy all of my jeans from them because they fit so well. Because, like, I don't have a whole lot of hip action going on. So, and I don't have a whole lot of ass action going on either.
Your hips don't lie?
My hips don't lie. There's nothing to lie about. There is nothing to lie about with my hips. We're straight everywhere except for in the brain.
Oh.
In the pants. And the bed. Oh. Okay, I'm done.
Ugh.
I'm done with straight jokes. Don't be embarrassed. Go to the store and try on a pair of guys' fitted boot cut or fitted straight leg.
Yeah, don't shy away from the men's section.
Seriously, don't
just
be embarrassed. Just do it.
Of the label. Yeah.
Don't let other people judge you. Who
it.
Cares?
Yeah. Do what you want.
Whatever. I'll do what I want. I wear
mm-hmm.
men's clothes.
mm-hmm.
But not a lot. I own skirts. My apartment smells of girls' perfume. I'm very important.
All right, do you think you've covered your bases, maybe?
No. Not well enough.
No, you haven't. No, clearly not. Yeah, so don't anybody be ashamed to go over in the men's section and be like, okay, maybe these jeans will work. Don't be afraid to try them on.
Do it online. Who cares?
Yeah, that's
buy
true.
Them
that's
online.
True. Make sure you take your measurements first, because everybody sizes differently. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh,
so.
And fat lesbian moment. Fat lesbian moment as far as the jeans go.
Okay.
And Stacey, you're going to kill me for this. But,
no.
A lot of the stores, like, if you feel like you can't go in there and buy something off the rack, like stores like Gap and even Old Navy, American Eagle, like, wherever, a lot of the times, if you go online, they have sizes that go up to, like, 50.
Okay.
So,
why would I kill you for that?
Because I said American Eagle again.
Oh.
But, like,
whatever.
They...
I thought you were, like...
No.
Okay,
no, they, like, if a lot of those major chain stores, they don't carry the bigger sizes inside the store, but if you go online, you can find sizes all the way up to, like, 48 or 50 in the waist, and you can find longer inseams all the way up to 34, and for shirts and stuff, I think they go up to, like, triple X, too. So,
that's
yeah.
excellent. That's really good. And that's important for people to know, because so many stores are like, oh, we... carry size 00 to 4, and it's like that's really not helpful for like 98% of the population,
right.
Yeah, so basically if you don't find it in the store, do not despair, go online.
Absolutely. This, trust me,
yeah,
paying
also,
you know, whatever, 5, 6, 7, 8 bucks for shipping is totally worth it to have clothes that look good,
that
fit well
correctly.
All that good stuff
and make you feel good.
Absolutely.
That, you know what, the secret to fashion, I hate to give this away so early in our podcast, but the real secret to fashion is wearing something that suits you, that fits you, that makes you feel good. Like, really, really good. Not like you're trying to cover up something or make a big statement, but Just something that you go, this is me.
Yep. You want to feel good. Because if you don't feel good, you're not going to...
You're not going to look
good. No, and you're not going to give off the sense that, you know, you're comfortable with yourself. And people like people that are comfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for Volume 1, Issue 2 of La Fashion Cast. If you have comments or questions or you need help dressing yourself, you can email us at lafashioncast@gmail.com. And you can go to lafashioncast.podomatic.com to subscribe to us, or iTunes. We are now on iTunes. And you should also give us a 5-star rating if you like us. If not, be nice and don't give us one at all.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Unless it's constructive, then hit us up.
Unless it's constructive.
Hit us up. We're open.
Sure. Unless it's like, hey, you guys are really, really sexy, but you fucking suck. But you guys are really, really sexy, and then we'll be okay. Like, it's just, you know, compliment.
Well, you can just tell me that I suck.
Burn in hell, diss, and then
what? They can just tell me I suck. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, I would prefer.
They don't have to lie to my face.
I need something. Keep the ego stoked, please. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for your incredible, incredible patience getting through this second podcast. But we've had a lot of fun, and we have enjoyed the feedback. So please give us more, because we're big whores who like s'mores and the doors. Okay, we're done.
On that note, peace out.
Bye, guys. I like that.
Piece of chicken ever.
chicken muscle. dead animal tissue. right up good.
Stop. I might choke and then I'll die.
See, electronics and girls, they really get me going. There's a multidude, obviously.
Multidude? Are you from California now?
Multidude? We're going to multidude! Whoa, when did Melvina Reynolds get in there?
I don't know.
The Weeds theme? Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes.
It's going at the end!
Oh. I'll sing the whole thing. I'll do it.
My God. No, I'm good. I am so good. You don't even know how good I am.
Okay, maybe I don't want to know. My cock is 34 inches.
That is so getting cut. And I don't mean circumcised. Sorry.
I don't like... cock at all, so your asses are grass.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Have a good day at work tomorrow, sugar bunches of us.
Oh, you too. Have a day, Bree.
I'll try to have a day.
Have a day.
But it might be a night if I'm not careful. If I start drinking at 11, it might be a night.
Oh, don't do that.
11 in the morning.
Don't drink before noon. Actually, I think you need to take a nap.
Dude, I drink a lot.
Well, you're popular. Anyway.
Oh, God, what is wrong with me?
The noise you just made? That was possibly a wild animal trapped in your apartment?
I'm feral. Take 502.
Okay, woo, let's do this. Okay. No, but I did the thing where I was like, okay, here we go. And you know, the stretch arm-y thingy? And I knocked over my glass. quite humorous.
Oh.
Because you had to be there. Okay. Okay, relax. Let me do this. Let's get it over with and we can all go.
I'm sorry, honey bun.
That's okay. Sugar pie.
Sugar bunches of oats.